and we work from there. But I have a story for you, as always. And that is, I've been doing interviews with the elder Ashramites. People were here in the 30s and 40s. And recently completed the 47th interview. So we have a wealth of material that will be on the internet. About the early days of the ashram, people who saw Sri Aurobindo and Mother. And this is a remembrance of one of the oldest ashramites. The question was asked to Mother, why is it that when one begins this yoga, there are more problems and not less? And Mother said, imagine a room like this. And in that room, there's a small lantern in the back, casting its light. Then you put a huge light in the room, and all the dirty corners and all the cobwebs are visible. And that is what happens. We begin to see how much more there is to do. Not just that little corner where we have to clean up a few things. And I have so many stories like this from these wonderful people who saw Mother every day, who had 4, 5, 6 darshans with Sri Aurobindo when they were 5 and 6 years old. So they will be on the internet soon. So we begin. So let us begin with the preparation of this instrument. This instrument which is one collective, sacred instrument.
Thank you.
note, and before we sing, have the note placed here, because it's a twofold process. It's first hearing and then reproducing. If we are on the wrong note, we can't get back to it.
No.
Very good. All right, we'll end it there. Now, exercise. Ha, 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 ha. I want to see everyone using the diaphragm. Ha, 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 ha. hundreds of times. So many new people here. Yes, I know maybe 30% of you. But Mother makes it a choir. Suddenly we have a choir. It's so extraordinary. It is such a blessing to be here, to feel that unity and oneness in each of us, to know that we are more than brothers and sisters. We are a group soul, come down to help in the manifestation of a new world. A world that Sri Aurobindo has so beautifully described in Savitri, his magnum opus. And if you have not read Savitri, begin to read it. Even a few lines at a time will lift you out of the ordinary consciousness into a state of beauty, calm, peace, joy, and love. One more and we begin, one or two more. Support only in the divine. I think it's just a translation difference from the French, but that's why we're here. I was going to read from the aria, but it will be Savitri tonight. Remember, in the Om Choir, all are welcome. Anyone can begin, because truly we are one. And there are no wrong notes. Leave the mind and the ego outside the door. Become a clear and open instrument for the divine to pour the new music through this sacred body. Love in her was wider than the universe. The whole world could take refuge in her single heart. The unsatisfied Godhead here could dwell, vacant of the dwarf self's limiting air. Her mood could harbor his sublimer breath, spiritual, that can make all things divine.
Oh.
the divine has given you a huge range. Let him use it. Let us hear those high voices descending like sunbeams. Death speaks to Savitri, and he tells her to forget to live and forget to love, and she will be delivered from her heart. And very quietly she says, when I have loved forever, I shall know. Love in me knows the truth all changings mask.
Thank you.
All nature dumbly calls to her alone to heal with her feet the aching throb of life and break the seals on the dim soul of man and kindle her fire in the closed heart of things. All here shall be one day her sweetness's home. All contraries prepare her harmony.
Thank you.
When we stand for the last Om, I know many of us are a bit tired, but if we could extend this Om, allow a great descent, swell and diminish with its force, allow its beauty to penetrate tissue, nerve, and cell, to help in the transformation of the earth and men. Savitri's last words are so simple and yet filled with meaning for all of us. When the sage asks her, "What extraordinary transformation has taken place?" she replies, "Awakened to the meaning of my heart, that to feel love and oneness is to live. And this, the meaning of our golden change, is all the truth I know or seek, O sage. To feel love and oneness is to live."
Thank you.
that I would be back in October, and I ask you to continue to come as often as you can, to dwell in the presence of the divine, to know that the Mother is here, and I invoke her grace, her blessings, her protection, and her guidance.